You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Get to lightning bets in a few minutes. We were talking about it during the break. Do you guys wear pants in your house? Like, I'm not saying.
I do not. I wear exclusively shorts.
I'm talking
shorts. I just walk around naked.
I'm talking. Well, you can't anymore.
The chat is going to love that.
Lena. But I'm saying shorts.
All of a sudden,
shorts.
All these creeps are outside my window.
Now, listen. If I didn't have other people in the house, like, yes, it would be nakedness all the time. But I'm
in
talking shorts. Shorts versus pants. Like, you guys wear pants in your house as opposed to shorts?
During the winter? Yes.
Yeah, like now. It's the winter, but it's not that cold.
I legitimately walk around my apartment with shorts and like a tank top, like cut off on. I love the cold.
Okay, I was going to say at this time of year, but that's a yes.
It's not that cold. It's normally in December. It's like
my
zero.
My first floor is now. I'm cold, so I have pants on.
Given the option.
That would be weird if I said I didn't have pants.
What about underwear? Anybody wear underwear?
Given the option, I'd go with mesh shorts all the
fifth,
time.
But fifth.
Never underwear. Oh, I got to leave the house. I got to put underwear on. Oh,
do you?
Fifth.
Free? See? I'm not alone. Man. Aaron thinks we're crazy. Aaron, this is just how it is. But just telling you. All right. Speaking of moves. Let's get to the point spreads in the NFL week number 14. So we didn't get through all of them that have adjusted a bit early on this week. Quickly, the ones we already mentioned, Thursday Night Football, the look ahead was 4. We're sitting here at 3. I don't think it's going to adjust much more. Now, the Kansas City Chiefs is big favorites against the Raiders. The look ahead was 10. It was 8.5 24 hours ago, and now it's creeping back up for some reason. I don't understand. I don't know how you watch Sunday Night Football and you're impressed with the Chiefs, but people are. They think, now they're going to cover those big numbers. So we're at 9.5 there. This Tennessee line, Tennessee Titans coming off the bye, hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars. I thought people would be down on the Jaguars, and the number felt high, but the look ahead was 9.5, and the Jags look so bad that at a lot of spots it opened at 11. It's gone from 11 down to 8.5. Anybody guess why? Like, why is this one moving down after the Titans are coming off the bye and the Jaguars look so terrible? Just a bad number?
I guess it's just because, like, the Jags look so inept sometimes.
They're brutal.
I don't
know. They had 197 yards against the Rams.
And it's weird. Like, you kind of... I mean, probably watched a total of about 37 seconds of that game, which was the amount that was on red zone. But I mean, right. It felt like, okay, they maybe have a chance now to kind of sort of get in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So like that's as close as they got. So like, I guess this is saying they'll kind of sort like. I'm not taking the Jags at 8.5, at 10.5. I'm absolutely taking the Jags. I mean. There's no interest in laying this number with Tennessee. Are you kidding?
You know where there's no interest? There's no interest in backing Baltimore. We've seen a 4-point move already. A 4-point move based off Marlon Humphrey. And it was bad, like when the Steelers are moving the ball up and down on the field on you, but this thing opened at 1.5 and it's Cleveland minus 2.5 now. Browns coming off the bye. Lamar's looked bad for 7 games. Well, yeah. Not all 7 games he was out there, but they failed to score 20 points in 6 of their last 7 games. And now you don't have your next best defender. It feels like every couple weeks they're losing one of their best defenders for the rest of the season. Humphrey out for the year now. I mean, the secondary is just a mess. But it's Baker. That's right. The problem.
Yeah, there's nothing to take Baker. Advantage of that. But that's right. What I thought about Ben, too. But he was able to take advantage a little bit finally at the end. I will say with that, like, I'm very interested in teasing Baltimore. I cannot find anything to pair it with right now.
Oh, well, we'll talk in a minute. The Dallas-Washington line just keeps going back and forth between 4 and 4.5. And I don't think it's a big – doesn't really matter that much. We're now at 4. It opened, and the look-ahead in the opener was at 4.5. So people are back in the football team. 4 straight wins. Their best players are out, and they're better defense. It's amazing.
Is that why? Because they've won 4 straight.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be a reason for me not to back.
Well, they're no. they look like they're a good due defense for a loss. Now.
Yeah, their defense. Right. But it's funny because we've been talking about it all season. The numbers have kind of been there. Like the pressure rate had been there.
That's true.
Except for maybe the first two weeks,
they didn't look that good, and then it started to really come together.
And you know what else it was? Is they were one of the worst third down defenses in the league. And that's obviously improved.
So crazy too. Like I was thinking about it. I wonder how Chase Young feels watching them go on this run. It's gotta be kind of weird for him, right? No? Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, he's busy. He's like, damn.
He's recording albums, you know? The man's busy. Fine. You don't care. Chargers are favored by 10.5. It's at home. It's against the Giants. Coming off, I'd say, for the most part, an impressive win at the Bengals. Chargers are favored by 10.5. I don't know.
That's too much, but I'm not interested in the Giants. I'll tell you that.
No. Is it? Who's the quarterback now? Do we know?
Jake Fromm?
Is Glennon out?
I don't know if
being evaluated.
I don't know why the name just gets me. It's like an automatic fade for me.
But just based on your name.
Concussion protocol.
Mike White was that for you.
True. Average name, average game. Well, Daniel Jones is officially out. We know that. It's going to be bad either way.
Yes.
If it's
Glennon, I don't know if I'd want to take 10.5 from. With Glennon.
10.5 is a lot, though. The Giants are weird. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, from.
I don't love this week's board as much as I liked it last week.
I hear you.
Or do you guys feel different?
Joe, yesterday you loved it.
Yeah, but there's like all these people going on COVID. There's these third string quarterbacks. I don't know. There's just line movement that I don't like. Now it's Cleveland minus 2.5. I'm like, yeah. Right. And you know we're going to get like 3 in the contest.
Sure.
Yeah. Where's the other one? San Francisco. The look ahead was Cincinnati minus 2, and it's San Francisco minus 1. Favorite flipped in this one, too. We have 2 games. Favorite flipped. I understand why. I like San Francisco. I know Joe G likes the Bengals. I do not.
Interesting. Nope. So this is a weird one for me because I'm on the Bengals to win the AFC North and the Niners. I took a long shot future on them, so I kind of need them both to win this game. I think San Francisco is the right side. But it's a
coin flip.
Yeah.
It's a coin flip.
Yeah. I was hoping to tease one or the other up, but you're only getting 2-7. You're not getting through 7 just yet.
Here's the one I was concerned about. Arizona went to 3.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to happen. Rams off an impressive win against a terrible team. But I was hoping that it would stay inside of a field goal. That didn't last too long. The look at it was 2.5, and we are at 3. It was 2.5 yesterday. So,
yeah,
same situation as Monday Night Football. All right, let's get to our lightning bets before we get on out of here. Aaron Hawksworth, what are you thinking? Where are we going?
So I wanted to take a night off, but here I am betting again. I'm going to do James Harden double-double and the Nets to win. I was actually just going to pull up what BetQL has on the Nets. They're playing the Mavericks. Most of my favorite double-double guys are not playing today. Maybe I should rethink this. BetQL has the Mavericks plus +4. They have this Knicks money line as a 2-star bet. They're projecting this game. Gosh, why isn't this clicking on? There we go. Knicks to win by 2 points. So it might be a little bit of a sweat if BetQL is correct. But that, it's plus +154, so I might just do a little sprinkle on that. That's all I got for today. I'm thinking about
tailing, we only got three games.
I know, it's not a big slate. I was thinking about tailing the UTEP plus +2.5 from Brad and the over on the East Carolina Boston College game. I don't know. We'll see.
I was laughing because I thought you were going to say, I was thinking about tailing Jimmy when he gave out like 9 picks during our conversation. So I didn't know if you were going to tail all of those.
He likes the Spurs, right?
Yep.
He does.
He liked a lot. He liked the Spurs. He liked the Nets. And he liked the Celtics at the Lake. You hate the Lakers. He liked the Celtics too. Plus +3. LeBron, AD, it looks like they're both going to go. I believe they're both marked off as probable. Paul Askman, you were saying that you were having a tough time finding a teaser leg to pair with which one?
So I'll tell you. So I didn't. I'll tell you what I'm not teasing, but to tease, to pair with the Ravens. I will not be teasing the Titans down inside of 3. I will not be teasing the Seahawks down to 1.5.
Why not? Why not? You're going against Davis Mills and you're just looking for a win. Lowest total of the week.
Tuesday, maybe. As of now. As of now, I will not be. But is that what you're doing?
I think Seattle's the most obvious one. Down to 1.5. Davis Mills, lowest total of the week. Going through the 3 and the 7. I think that's the best one.
Only counter. Do we get a Davis Mills Patriots game? That's...
No.
Okay.
Atlanta up to 9 is not bad with the low total against Carolina.
Yeah, I actually like the Falcons in that game.
Ravens are good. Denver going to... Is Detroit seriously going to win back-to-back games?
They might. They might. Oh, I like to the point that I wouldn't tease Denver inside of 3.
That's a low total. I think that's a good one, too. I'm not messing with New Orleans. Not messing with Green Bay. But I think there are plenty of options this week. And since Cincinnati plus +7 might be worth something.
It's the other potential option.
Did anybody else have any to squeeze in?
I'll look to play Nova live. I got them at 8. It's up to 9.5. But I think Nova, Syracuse has been terrible against good teams. They've been okay against so-so teams.
Jake, Io's not playing against tonight. Nebraska.
Michigan minus -7. Io, rookie of the year, looks good after last night.
Our king, our collective king.
Thanks for watching and listening to BetQL Daily presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. For those listening, next up, Jim Rome. For those watching on Twitch, stay tuned for the daily tip. This has been BetQL Daily. Talk to you tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on the BetQL Network.